Mike Murphy here in the studio at KHOI, and now it's my privilege and my honor to welcome to KHOI Mel in the Morning Crippen. Mel, welcome to KHOI and Local Talk in the Morning.
This is my honor. I'm glad to be here. I've waited many, many years to come see the facilities at KHOI. I got the personal tour from Mike yesterday, and I am so impressed, having worked in a different radio station. It was a lot different than this one, but this is state-of-the-art, modern, and great community service. So I'm honored to be here.
Oh, well, we're so thrilled to have you.
Yeah, and I'm honored to be here amongst friends. When I used to do my show, I'd have people come in. They'd be real nervous and things, but I've got veterans here, radio veterans, and glad to be talking about one of my favorite shows in town, events in town, and that's the Senior Variety Show, which is coming up this weekend. And I have one of the, well, I don't mean one of the originators. I have the originator of the Senior Variety Show at that time, working at Heartland Senior Services amongst an austere group of people, and came into the studio, and we'll let Betty take it from there. Betty Bocella, who was the originator of the Senior Variety Show 27 years ago, Betty.
That's right, Mel, and good morning to you and to everyone else. Mm-hmm. Unbelievably, yes, more than two decades ago.
Well, you were just a teenager, if I remember right.
I was just a kid.
Yeah.
And it was an idea that we thought might fly for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And we were nervous, those of us that worked hard to pull that show together that first year. The city auditorium manager assured us that we might have half a crowd,
mm-hmm.
but it turned out to be a sellout. It was only one performance. So, mm-hmm. yes. But the idea for it, if I may, is based on a book
mm-hmm.
that I had at the time that I had gotten in the 1970s. And it was called A Green Winter, Celebrations of Aging. And it was a collection of thoughts mm-hmm. from an older person about growing older and reflecting on life and what life meant to them. And so one spring at Heartland, the executive director at that time, we were going to have a special event where we invited community members in. And she said, Betty, do you have any idea for some kind of entertainment?
Mm-hmm.
So I had this idea. I had this book. I called Kay Pete.
Yeah.
One of my dearest old friends. And she was involved in the acting community here in Ames. And I told her my idea about this book. And she said, well, yeah, I've got a couple other people in mind. Let's sit down and talk.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Jim Oakey and Barbara Mosier. And,
oh, yeah.
And that was the beginning. They came to Heartland and did these readings. And people loved them. And not long after that, again, I thought, you know, if people really like this, they would really love to see other seniors doing other kinds of things.
Yeah.
So, you know, just had that idea. And again, talked to KP. And again, well, I know some folks could help with that because I wasn't as familiar with the acting community as she was here in Ames. So she contacted Chuck Jones, Keith Wirtz,
yeah.
Donna Erickson, and they pretty much focused on recruiting the acts for that first year. And I was the behind the scenes person.
Yeah, kind of. It was kind of a shocker to me, and yet not, that there was so much talent out in that community that had sat in dusty closets for many, many years and did
yep.
not have the venue to demonstrate what they had.
That's right. And the whole impetus behind it in my mind was to demonstrate to the community that, you know, just because you turn 60, life does not stop. You can
yeah.
still be productive, energy-filled people. And so that was really, in my mind, was, you know, well, we're going to show you something about seniors. Here's what can happen when you're a senior.
And I think the response was, I don't want to say overwhelming, but was great.
It was. It was great.
And as we said, the design was for 1 year as we were interviewing, and they said, Mel, with it. We're going to give this a shot for 1 year and see how it goes. Well, yes. Here we are 27 years later. How'd it go, Betty?
Well, I think it went okay.
Yeah.
That's what reports say.
So. Oh, what was a one show has now turned into two because the audience has grown so much over the years.
It has.
In appreciation of what they were seeing.
Yes.
And I think the credit goes to it's not only showcasing some of the seniors' talent, but it is so well and professionally put together.
That's because of hours and hours of volunteer service. I'm not sure if anyone has kept track of that. It would be hard to put a number on that, but that's what it's all about. And I pulled my family into it that first year. My daughter was 7 years old at the time, and she's here this morning, and I won't tell you how old she is now, but here she is. And my husband videotaped the show every year. Oh, the variety show has been a part of our family.
Yeah, and I look over here, Jen's thinking, gosh, all I could do is think 53 years from now, I'll be able to be in that show.
That's right. Absolutely.
Jen, how is it to get involved with it? I know your mother was deeply involved. Did you have any choice, to be honest?
I probably didn't have a choice, but I will say just growing up with Betty, I've always had a love for seniors. and so to be a part of it, you know, growing up going to Heartland Senior Services and then eventually the variety show, I remember being a kid and one of my favorite things in the summer was going to the show. Mm-hmm. I don't know if my grandma was ever involved, but
she was an usher from year one.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So just being able to see my grandma being a part of the show, myself, my dad videotaped, and now here I am. I am almost 35. I'll give away my age.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And I was thinking high school graduation was coming up.
I get that a lot. Thank you. No, but now I have the opportunity to help volunteer and work with the website and semi-help with social media.
Yeah.
And so that's been a really fun thing for me to be able to continue sort of the family history of being involved with the variety show.
Well, I will tell you right now that your love for seniors is inherited from
it absolutely is. Yeah.
Your mom. Yeah. And it was always a pleasure to see your mom every year and at specific times. And my good friend Marilyn Johnson, mm-hmm. who was with Heartland at that time and was fully supportive of what was going on. And I think just in general, it was so eagerly anticipated. I think that first audience is going, what can we expect? And variety mm-hmm. is what you can expect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was something about that show. I'm not sure if it's ever been replicated, maybe just because it was the first one, but mm-hmm. We had the Octagon Tappers.
Yeah.
Betty Toman from Iowa State. Came on stage, and of course she's a crowd pleaser, and Chuck Jones, I remember, did some ballroom dancing with a person, and we had a stand-up comedian, George Knapus from McCallsburg.
Oh, I
and
love him, yeah.
He was hilarious. And somebody asked me just the other day if we had to time the acts, because acts can't go.
Because you kept it within a certain time.
Yeah, we do now. Back then it was like, whatever. So if an act took 7 to 8 minutes, that was okay.
Yeah.
But so we didn't have nearly as many acts as we do now in the show.
Yeah.
But people really gave it all they had.
Yeah. I think we're going to have a fist fight here for this microphone between Marilyn and Leo. One of you has got to give it. Leo?
He has to leave.
Leo, get up there, buddy. My longtime friend, Leo Timms, who has been an integral part of this year's show and for the past few years. Leo, you're just a guy that can't say no.
Oh, yes, I can. That's why I retired.
Wasn't that
now
a saying?
You and I, we retired for that reason.
Yeah, we were hoping that might be a...
But we still say a lot of yeses. I hear you.
Yeah, and the yeses are because when you retire, you get to do things you want to do, not necessarily things you have to do.
I do. But I didn't have to retire to be in the senior variety show. And I've been a part of it for quite a while as a person that went to the show and then we ushered.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, my musical talent, for a long time, I just worked and did a lot of other things. And so the senior variety show, and it's really Marilyn Johnson said, you should be a part of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And she reeled me in. And I would tell you, I've been in three shows now, being my fourth.
Yeah.
involved in the board, but it's just a great venue. And we could say that, you know, the whole purpose of the Senior Variety Show, it is to showcase talent and to raise funds and to make awareness.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you, the benefit isn't about me giving my talents. It's the fun. The people I've met, the connections I have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting next to a lady who I had an idea, and she crafted it into something that was beautiful. So you have all this other talent. That not only have their own talent, but share it with you and nurture you. And I built fun, great relationships over the years. And
Have they been able to coerce you into playing your kazoo?
Well, they coerce me into a lot of things. Whether they polish it, Mel, is another thing.
Yeah,
but they work on it.
And now, can I tell you a story about Leo?
If it's terrible.
It's terrible. We're good here. Leo represents generations,
mm-hmm.
and in this way, I practiced with him. I think I was the accompanist for he and his partner the first year, and you sang "Blue Moon," which is an old song.
Yeah.
And then I think it was the next year, he did from Queen,
uh-huh.
"Champions." We are the champions, and so for me musically. To see how the show has evolved from the Irving Berlin, Glenn Miller songs. And then here comes the younger seniors like Leo bringing in the younger generations. And so that's been very interesting and neat to see. And Leo's got a spark on stage.
Yeah.
He kind of pulls you into his act and he sells it.
Oh, I can tell you the first time I met him, I said, this is one guy I want to know better. And he just is infectious. And part of that is his energy that he has brought to everything I've seen him involved in. And I don't think there's anything that you're not involved in that you did before, is there?
Well, why do I pull people in? Remember how I got to know you, Mal? We milk cows.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Right? And that's what we do.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing about the show, I think, as I've seen it evolve, you're right, it's decades. But this year is a great showcase because it goes across all decades, from songs in the 20s to songs 2020. It's got people from 60 to close to 100. But the other thing is, Jen was sitting here. Think about how the communication and the media has changed. What you had to do 27 years ago to get a word out, and now the advent of social media, as well as I still think people like flyers, like radio, right? So we have a tremendous avenue to communicate to people, and I think we do that very well.
Well, and I want to say, not only are you an on-stage star, but you are a prop star, because I walked in yesterday for the first time before a show to do a little work, and there were so many volunteers in there working hard, getting scenery ready, getting sets ready, etc. And I think the amount of we talk about the show itself, which runs about 2 hours. But the amount of hours that go into preparing for this are phenomenal. They are just, Betty?
Well, and I look at Marilyn, because I have no idea if how hours are tracked of the volunteers, but unknown to people who attend the performances, there's a production team and there's a creative team, and they just take maybe a couple months off after a show for a little break, but then they start meeting and planning the next year almost immediately.
Yeah.
And then those basic people pull in people they know. Oh, I know that she'd help with costuming or this or that. And before you know it, you've got this wonderful array of a variety of people. And Leo mentioned, too, the people that you'd never get a chance to meet ever, you can meet in this show. And you're both having fun at a place that you never thought you'd be one day.
And it's a bond.
It's a bond, absolutely.
Yeah, and speaking of bonding, this young lady next, Marilyn Johnson, who is an integral part of all this planning, et cetera, and publicity, and roped me in.
Oh. I wish I could take credit for that, but we know what really happened there.
Well, I will tell you this much. As I said, it has always had a place in my heart, and I was actually coerced to being in the show twice, and from the sweet talk of a guy by the name of Chuck Jones, who will forever be in my heart. And Chuck could, like I told him earlier, he could ask me to jump into the river or off a building, and I would do it for him. He was that kind of a guy. But Marilyn, you were that kind of a gal, too, that you just can't say no to. And you and I actually performed in the show together.
We actually did. I was like Betty when I first got involved in the show. Well, when Betty first got me involved in the show, I was underage. And so we saw this happen. But when we turned 60, I thought, well, this would be fun if we did a graduation into the senior variety show.
Yeah.
So I went to our executive director, who was my age and had just turned 60, and he said, oh, no, that's not my thing. I don't think I want to do that. I said, well, you know, Mel Crippen turned 60. What if we could get him in the show? Would you be in it then, too? Well, yeah, if Mel's in the show. He didn't think we could get you. But I knew how to get you, and it was send Chuck Jones to your door.
That's an automatic.
And it all fell into place. Yeah.
Yeah, and I tell you, we had a lot of fun. I will admit, being a guy that was what I call behind the scenes profession, when you do radio, not many people see you, which in the public's interest, that was good. That group that got together to do that, and we were from everywhere.
Yeah.
But had one thing in common. We were turning 60.
Yeah. And I'm proud of it.
Yeah, and I don't know who put that act together, so to speak.
Yeah, we did, we kind of came together, and then I think Chuck came and did some coaching for us.
Yep.
We had the band playing the Coronation March, and oh boy. And speaking of the new way of getting the news out, it's actually on YouTube now. You could actually find that act on YouTube. Goodness.
Let this be a warning, like on the side of a pack of cigarettes, I'll tell you that. Right. May cause hearing loss. But it was so much fun.
It was fun, yeah.
And then Chuck got me to come in the next year and be his first mate. I forget what the theme was, but he was
it was
ship's
the
captain.
Cruise, yeah.
The cruise, yeah.
And, cruise of a lifetime.
And a young lady sang a love song to me,
as
I said on stage.
She did, yeah. Lynn Lloyd. And that was at least one time. And she did Big Spender because you were at the crew.
That was it.
At the gambling table for that act.
Yeah. And that was so much fun for me. And believe me, I proved I had no talent. I was a great prop. I didn't mind being that. It was an honor to be that.
It was good.
But I think the themes through the years, let's talk a little bit about that, because here we are in our 27th year. Has it become more difficult to come up with themes, and how
do
you do that?
Some years it just rips right out there, and then there's other years you kind of think about it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have to say, you know, because we get so involved in the theme that we're in for this year, there's always a point where somebody starts saying, you know what we could do next year?
Yeah.
We could do this or that. And actually, there are at least two or three themes rolling around in people's minds right now for next year.
Yeah, and this year it's Decades Deli, and as Leo had mentioned, covering a lot of decades here this year. It when you go through that and you start to put this together, are you assigning specific decades, or are they coming up with their own ideas out of the decades?
That is that's the joy and kind of almost the anxiety of the show. We just throw the theme out there, and people mull it around in their heads, and it's a variety show. They bring to us what they're comfortable with doing, with maybe what they'd always dreamed of doing on stage. And so, especially for this show, we thought, well, what if everybody decides to do the 60s? So that's not going to kind of work for us.
Yeah.
But, you know, when we actually looked at the program, we have every single decade covered from 1910 right up until 2020s. So, and it just happened. It just happened. Nothing was assigned to anybody.
Yeah, and I like that. I got a wonderful picture that they brought me here, and it represents all the decades there. And the age group now, we always talk about being 60 to be in the show, but do we have people this year that are in their 90s?
Oh, my, yes. Yes,
yeah.
Several people. One of our crooners that's in that picture there is, this will be his 13th show, and he's well into his 90s. We have Jan Barron, who was actually president of Heartland Senior Services that first year that Betty worked with, first year that they got the show on the road. She's in the show again this year, and she's been intermittently in the show through the years,
You talk about an energetic person and another one who has given so much to this community over the years.
Yes.
To see Jan in there would be worth a ticket.
Absolutely worth the ticket right there. And then not only is she in it, but she brought about 10 of her friends from Northcrest. And they're in an exercise class. And you wouldn't guess anybody was over 60 at all in that group.
Yeah.
It's just, they're just live wires. And
it's
just a great act.
Yeah, I saw Jan a couple weeks ago, and we were talking. I'm going to do a talk out at Northcrest here next month, and I'm looking forward to that. And speaking of Northcrest, we would be remiss to mention that this show could not go on without great sponsors.
Absolutely, yes. Northcrest is our premier sponsor this year, and so we're very proud of that. And then we have some marquee sponsors as well. Mm-hmm. We have Ames Ford Lincoln, and we have Schaefer's Auto Body, and we have Green Hills Community.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're blessed with grants. CODA gave us a grant this year, and as has in the past, and Discover Ames has been a backer of our show for a long time. So with all of that, that helps cover our costs of the show. And then when people come in to the show, that's pure profit to give away, as Leo was talking about.
Yeah.
We have people who receive our money. We're not just pocketing it.
And there are some people who are kind of behind the scene. We mentioned Lynn Lloyd, of course, and there's costuming out of this, which came from actors.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And where Lynn has been involved in the show from years ago.
Yeah.
If you would have gotten there just a few minutes earlier yesterday, she was trucking in all these costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And so she still has her finger in the pie. But
why would I not doubt that?
Oh, goodness, yeah. And so we've had mannequins given to us from a Mormon's clothier.
Mm-hmm.
And so she picked all these costumes out from different decades.
Uh-huh.
And they line the stage, and it's absolutely beautiful.
It is beautiful. I saw one of the backdrops, and they were putting that up yesterday, and busy work going on. Yes, Betty?
I was just thinking, Mel, about the age of people in the show. And what I feel like I want to mention is that it's not a professional show. Mm-hmm. This is meant to be for amateurs. It's an opportunity for someone that's always thought, oh, wow, if I could just do that, you know, and here's an opportunity to do it. And so what is so fun to see, to observe, are people who maybe are 90, but up there tap dancing. Could the tap dance be better? Yeah. But you got to give this person an A for getting up there in front of a crowd
and crowd,
doing it.
And the crowd is appreciative.
Appreciative, loves it, will loud applause,
whistles. The nice thing about the variety show is you're not going to bomb. You're not going to get the hook. You're not going to drop through a trap door to the basement.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
you mentioned the tap dancing, which was always one of my favorite parts of the show.
Uh-huh.
I'm a real tap dance I'm a big Fred Astaire, Gene Kelly fan.
Perfect.
Donald O'Connor. Just love watching them tap dance. And an amazing show. I tried to learn one time. I had two great uncles that tried to teach me the buck and wing. And I did a little bit of it, but they decided there's no talent here. Let's get rid of them. I got the hook from my family.
Well, I don't know. I hear something about an act here for next year, perhaps.
I do too. Absolutely. Mel and his tap shoes. Don't drop those little, we pick them right up.
I will admit, I need a little wax on the floor, a little shuffle wax there.
Well, if you come to the show this year, which I'm sure you will.
I will.
You're going to see the tap dancer who's in her 90s, but you're also going to see Beth Clark.
That's what I
heard.
Who
just turned 60.
Uh-huh.
And she was there last night, and she's got a fantastic number. She looks like she's 16 up there but she tells us she's 60. But she has been, I think, a dance instructor for 40 years.
Yeah.
And last night she was saying, this is so fun. I don't have to be responsible for any of this.
Yeah.
I can just come meet people, dance on the stage, and just enjoy myself. And it was so nice to have her in. She's going to be a showstopper.
I think one of the acts that impressed me the most, well, and they all do, but one that I was just amazed at was a young man called L. Ravenscroft many years ago, who did his jump rope routine. And Al was in his 80s, I think, at that time. And I have never seen so much energy I never had that kind of energy. And he got up there with that jump rope, and I'm saying, okay, Al, let us know where the fountain of youth is. Don't keep that a secret from us.
We have had some amazing amazing people. He's one of the more robust people we've had. We've had a person roller skating, mm-hmm. and Anoka Stratton from Maxwell was in the show for years, a little tap dancer, and like the Energizer Bunny. And so some people are very robust, and, mm-hmm. and some people are more like me. You know, if I can get on the stage, that's good.
Well, I was always suggested I get on the stage, the first one out of town,
So, you know, people should, if they've thought about being in the show, don't think that you have to be able to jump rope or tap dance
on
the stage.
Well, I'll give you an example of that, which touched me very much in my heart, was a gentleman who I actually had classes with, or was my advisor at Iowa State, Bert Drexler.
Oh, yes.
And Bert, who with age had had some physical problems, a little bent over, came out, brought out a chair, and did a reading, and it touched me so much. But it was the idea that if you have an idea of something you want to do, don't put it in the bin anymore.
That's
bring
right.
it forward, because this is truly variety.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
And Bert, I might add, to my recollection, he had those pieces memorized.
Yes, he did.
And that always astounded me, because... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I still try and memorize things like my name and address.
Yes.
Things along those lines. But
oh, you know, we could spend days reminiscing about the wonderful acts and wonderful people. And Kay Pete's daughter, mm-hmm. Jan, does keep track of all the folks that have been in the show. Mm-hmm. And I think to date there's been 585 different people. Since the first year have been in the show, which is amazing to me.
Wow. Yes, and this year alone there's 23, 24 new, brand new faces.
Wow.
That so we keep
Well, kind of brand
people.
New faces.
New to the show faces.
Yeah.
So it's really great.
And we need to let people know when the show is. And who wants to handle that one?
I guess I can. It's all right. This Friday night at 7:30 at Ames mm-hmm. City Auditorium. Mm-hmm. And then the second performance will be Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And if you come a little early, you'll get a good seat, of course. But we have an Elvis impersonator.
Yeah, I was just going to mention
year.
That.
We don't want to go by without saying something about him. And he is fantastic. I mean, he had lived in Ames and, mm-hmm. and worked here for some years. Mm-hmm. And is doing his act. So
is he the fat Elvis or the skinny Elvis?
He's the medium Elvis.
I have a friend.
It's going to be fun.
I have a friend, Dave Sproul, that worked with me, who is an Elvis addict. And Marilyn and I were talking yesterday. We got to let him know, because he'll be there. If he's got any chance to see anything with Elvis, he will be there. And you need to be there, too. And tickets are available in several places, Marilyn.
They are, yes. You can get them at Worldly Goods on Main Street in mm-hmm. Ames. And you can get them at the Burgess Coffee Shop in North Ames. Mm-hmm. And then if you're in Story City, go to the RSVP office, the Senior Center there. And if you're in Nevada, go to Sweet Dreams Mattress Center. And they're $10. If you mm-hmm. get them ahead of time, $12 at the door. Great price.
And I will tell you right now, this is a show for all ages. And I want to say that because, you know, very small children, I think we talk about keeping their interest, keeping them into it, but it is truly a variety show. It's 2 hours long. There's an intermission that you can gather yourself and re-energize yourself for more applause. But you can't miss. It is one of the greatest things that happens in this community every year, not just that first year, but now on 27 years, and it'll be 28 next year. I don't know what the theme will be. They'll work that out, but they will go to work right away when this show ends. And I want to thank my guests, Betty Bocella, Marilyn Johnson, Leo Timms, Jen Bocella, for being here today, and my good friend Mike Miller, who engineered the show. I'm Mel in the Morning.
Well, you've been listening to Local Talk here on KHOI Community Radio. Local Talk is not just a radio program, but it's also a workshop. If you'd like to get involved, please get in contact with us. You can come down to 622 Douglas, and we'd love to get you involved. Much thanks to Mel in the Morning Crippen and all the guests he just thanked, as well as Pat Schlarbaum for his phenology. We want to thank the Iowa Farmers Union, Aaron Lehman, and their guest, Julia McGuire, and also Phyllis Schrag and her guests with her What Are You Reading series. I'm Mike Murphy. Stay tuned for Democracy Now! Coming up at 8 o'clock, followed by Baroque and Beyond at 9, and then at 10, it's Hot Jazz Review with our very own John Bassart. Our theme song, as always, is Backtracking by Tom Richards and Al Harris from their album, The Ballad of Kate Shelley. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting KHOI. And we will see you again on the radio.